So we're talking about the lochas of Chazara. We went through the five Tanoi Chazara. I just want to quickly go through the five Tanoi Chazara again. So it has to be fully cooked, and that's an issue with the Raisa question. If it were not fully cooked, you can't do Chazara because you're causing it to cook some more on Shabbos. That's an issue with the Raisa. It has to be still warm, which that might be an issue with the Raisa, at least in the Chumrah, where Machmer, Yesh Bishal, Achor Bishal, by Dabra Lach. And then the three other ones, which are clearly derabanan, is that it has to be that the Eisha is mechusa, which for us we keep the grufa ketuma. We don't have the option of grufa. Grufa removing the fire totally, then it would be nothing. By their taner, even after we take out the coals, there was still a certain amount of heat being generated from the, which is there for us. You turn off the oven; there's not any chazar at all. It's not an oven anymore. So the only eight is that should cover it, which is the equivalent of ketuma. It's covered with ash. For us, we spoke about what the definition of covered for this purpose is. And it has to be the person is still holding on to it. It's either biyodoy and the title of house. So those are the five Tanoi Chazara. With all the Tanoi Chazara, all its matter is Chazara. It's not matter the person should go to Chathkil and put it, say, well, my fire is covered. And it's fully cooked, and it's still warm, so I want to put it there without a hemshech. It has to be a hemshech of the original Mais and Asina, which is there from prior to Shabbos. There was a shehiyah. Every chazar is presuming a shehiyah. Right? There was a shehiyah from before Shabbos. It was there from before Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, at some point in time, a person took it off. And now he's putting it back, so that's where you have to know a chazar. Now, all that being said, you're not allowed to be machzor inside of the oven. This chazara is a matzir and a secha taner. We were allowed to be matzir on top of the taner, top of our ovens, which would be for us would be the range, the stove top. But inside of the oven, you're not matzir the secha taner. There is an argument that. The Mishnah Berurah says a very cryptic quote. He says, if you have an oven which doesn't have teich and chalal, then you're allowed to put it back. Wasn't clear what exactly that did of it, what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. If it doesn't have teich and chalal, so then you're allowed to put it back in. There are some who understand what they're referring to was Mizman Chazal. There was two places the person used to do the process. You could process by putting inside the oven. There's certain things that were done inside of the kira, certain things on top of the kira. So there, chazal were only mounted to put on top, not inside. In case there's no teich and chalal, there's no two options where to put it. So then there is a heter of putting teich and taner, and that's what they say over from Shemar Aaron's cutlers at Sal that he was mounted. But the assumption of most places is not like that. It's not clear what exactly Mr. Burr is referring to. It doesn't have a teich and doesn't have a chalal. How is it an oven? Where are you putting something? So what exactly is it referring to? They say you got to put it inside of it. You know, it says even you can't put it inside, but you can't, here there's no teich. What are you putting back in teich of? So it's different. Cryptic Mishnah Berurah. Some explain it that's referring to, but in general the assumption is you cannot do chazar and type back inside of an oven. So person has something there from Friday night inside of his oven. He wants to keep it warm. He takes it out. He can't put it back in. He could take it from the oven and put it on top of the blech. There's no chazar is not required to put it back into the place you took it from. So the person wants to take it out of the oven, and then after he's finished, if there's a blech which is up, so he can put it on top of the blech, and that's not a problem. No. Okay. Now, even in the case where we do want to point out, well, when we talk about the lachas of the blech and moving around on the blech. If it wasn't totally removed off of the blech, it wasn't totally moved off of the place where the ash is, then you don't need to know chazar to put it back in. It wasn't taken off. You're not returning it. It's still there. So that's obviously not a problem. Now, if a person was lacking oida b'yod or daita l'hachzer, one of those two was missing. So that's two lashanas in the Gemara, whether you need both. So there's what to be some, then in a case where a person was missing one of them and he still needs the food, etc., so he'd be allowed to do that. Taking it further, if the situation was that if we're not going to be matter over here, it's there is a machlokes in the Gemara whether you need it. So the Poskim say in a case where a person will not have a hot food for Shabbos, if we're makbar on oida b'yodah and daitel lahachzer, it means it's mevushal kol tzarchoi and it's still warm and the fire is mechusa, but it wasn't oida b'yodah, it wasn't daitel lahachzer. So the case where you're going to be mevatel the having any hot food for Shabbos, you're allowed to do that also. That's a fairly rare case. There is an eitz in that situation, which we'll get to, where you would not have to come on to the situation of being semech on this kula. We said you can't do nesina lechatchila. Is there any way a person wants to take something out of the fridge on Shabbos morning? He wants to warm it up. Is there any way to warm it up which would be halachically acceptable? So there is a case in the Shulchan Aruch which talks about in the Siman Reish Gimel Sif Hei, talks about putting a kedera al gabi kedera. So even though you can't do nesina lechatchila on Shabbos, but that's talking about you doing nesina lechatchila on top of an eish, even eish which is mechusa, because again we're talking about with the case of grufa ketuma obviously, and still with grufa ketuma still with not matzah nesina lechatchila. But let's say you have the eish and you have a pot on top of the eish. So when you take now the second pot and you put it on top of the first pot, you're not putting it on the eish, you're putting it on top of the pot. Because the purpose of the eish is to warm up the bottom pot. That's what the eish is there for. So that is mutter even lechatchila do on Shabbos. You don't need any tanoi chazora. The only issue you have to deal with is the questions of bishul. So if it's fully cooked and it's a davar yavesh, so you're fine. You don't have a problem. So if a person would want to take out a kugel, lakshon kugel, Shabbos morning, and put it on top of his cholin pot, which is sitting on the blech, or on top of the crock pot, so that's mutter, because that you're putting it on top of a kedei, which is alavesh. The Bir Halacha does point out in Sif Gimel that there the Mechaber says a case where a person sees that his food is being, it's too close to the fire and it's burning, so he's allowed to pick it up, put a pot down beneath it, and put it on top of the pot. But he says over there you need to know chazor. So the Bir Halacha says, tell me Sif Gimel, you need to know chazor with a pot in the middle. You tell me in Sif, hey, you don't need to know chazor. You got to put it in the chachil on Shabbos. So how to understand the chilik? So he brings to the Prima Godim that the chilik is in Sif Hey, the pot had food in it, and in Sif Gimel, the pot did not have food in it. So in Sif Gimel, what it is that there's a fire. And the pot's function is to act as a cover over the fire. So that's the regular dinim of a fire, which is covered. You need to know chazara. And Sif Hey, the function of this pot is not to cover the fire. The function of this pot is to take care of the food inside of it. So there's the fire, there's the food on top of it. And now what you're doing is not, you're not putting on a covered fire, you're putting on top of a pot, which is on the fire. So that's the heter. So the heter of kedera requires that there's food in the bottom pot. Years ago, somebody came up with this thing called the Kedera Blech. So he said, well, that's true, so let's make a blech, which instead of just being a simple sheet of metal, what it is it has a cholal inside of it, and you fill it with water. So now that's like the pot on the fire. And now you'd be allowed to go on Shabbos Lechatchil and take something out of the fridge and put it on, again, assuming that it's fully cooked, and it's a davar yavesh, right? So that was the idea behind the Kedera Blech, when it came out, it was called the Unblech. Yeah, that was the advertisement, the Kedera Blech. Now, I will tell you that it's difficult to understand that heter, as is. The water inside is not used. Basically, after Shabbos, you just empty it out and throw it out. It's not used. So the Prima Godin, when he says the logic, he says that since over here, the purpose of the bottom pot is not to allow you to put on top of it. It's not there it's not to cover the fire. Its function is to be there to warm the food which is inside of it. And then mainly you're putting it on top of the second pot. So that makes sense to me. Right? Whereas in the case in Sif Gimel, the function of the pot is to cover the fire to allow you to put something on top. That's its whole function. So that's, you need to know Chazorah. So over here, if you have something inside of this Kedera Blech, which you will not use, so at the end of the day, the Blech's function is solely for the purpose of facilitating putting something on top of it. So it gets back to the problem being it's a case of Eish, which is Mechusa, which you would need to know Chazor. Now, they came up with something more recently, which was you know, updated version of this keder blechah type of thing, which is actually a metal pot, a square metal pot, which has a spigot on it. You can actually use the water. Now, okay, fine. If that's what you're dealing with, so that then it's actually there to heat water, so then that you would be allowed lechatchila to do the sina lechatchila on Shabbos. That's what you get out when you learn simulation again. There is a Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yuches, which seems to say not like this. Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yuches seems to say that if a person will be allowed to go on Shabbos in the oven, put a pot upside down, he says, and put something on top of the pot, and that's mutar lechatchila to do on Shabbos, which Lechara doesn't stream at all with what he's saying in Reish and Gimel. But he's telling me in Reish and Gimel, he's telling me that the lacha is that an upside down pot with no food inside of it does not permit Nesina lechatchila on Shabbos. And Shin Yuches, he says that you could do Nesina lechatchila on Shabbos with this upside down pot. There are different ways of answering the seeming steer in the Mishnah Berurah, besides suggesting that one was written by Chavetz Chaim, was written by his son, which that's not a good answer, even though somebody actually suggested. But
that's what they say.
I know, because like, you know, but they didn't edit it, you know. It's like, I don't know, but they say it, okay. There are those who come along and say, okay, that therefore, if what he's being mechadash over there is in a case where it's totally nicker that it's chal not the derech bishul. And this is, you know, again, what was the lomdus? What's the issue of chazara? We said the issue of chazara is one of two reasons: either because it's metzik mavashel, or because shemay yechate. In the Mishnah Berurah, he mentioned metzik mavashel, and then in the Sharetzion, he mentioned the shita which says the problem is shemay yechate. So, but if I'm doing it in a way which is not metzik mavashel, so it's not going to be a problem. So if putting it on the top of an upside down pot inside of it, it's not a way which people do bishul. It's totally not a normal way of doing bishul. So you could argue then it's not mefsik mavashul, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That what didn't go into the need for tanei chazora. Again, obviously, if there's no issue of bishul, real bishul, because it's fully cooked, then it's a double yavish, let's say. Right? So what does he mean over here? He's saying over here was maybe that it was put the power put down in a way which sometimes people would use to cover the fire, to cook on top of it. But it's put in a way which is clearly not like that. And therefore, there are some poskim who say if you have a blech on top of the oven, blech on top of the stovetop, and then you take on top of that, you put a pot upside down, well, that's like nobody does. I mean, you know, it's like clearly not that official. Therefore, you'd be allowed to do Nesina lechatchila on Shabbos. There are some poskim who say like that. I do not poskim like that. I just wanted to, you know, for the record. But if you ever see somebody doing it, you understand what they're doing. That there's what they want to be semach on to say that it's mutter. And the first time I saw somebody do it, I said like, where is this coming from? And I looked into it. That's where it's coming from. That's where it's coming from. So going back to the Chazon Ish says in the case we said the person. Wasn't other biyada? Wasn't that the lahachzer? He says the best aids over there is to turn a pot upside down and put it now. You and do that. So in that situation, it will, even though you don't have other biyada that the lahachzer. So what you gain? So you gain that this is, it's clearly not a mechzikim avashel. So there's a mokum to be matu the sin lachachila. So you would be matu in that case. You wouldn't have to come to the kula of lacking other biyada and lacking that the lahachzer. You add another layer literally on top, and that's going to be mutter. We're going to get to the platas. We'll get to the platas. Okay.
I
don't know what that is. Okay. Now, so that's one way that a person could do nesina lechatchila on Shabbos. One way which you would not need the klalim of tanoi chazar. Rav Moshe comes along in a tshuva, and Rav Moshe comes along and says, they asked him, what they asked him about was something which, I don't know, but we have a different version for it nowadays. He was referred to as a steam table. And this steam table, he called it a steam table, steam tray, was a place which its function was only for the purpose of warming. It was not adjustable, so there's no gzera that the person could possibly raise the temperature. And B, it wasn't made for cooking there. It did not reach a temperature which you could cook at. So he says, if you have something which it's not adjustable, and B, it's not something which you can cook on. It doesn't reach a temperature which allows a person to cook. He says, so it's not Mesti Kimabashal, because you don't cook on such a thing. It's not hot enough that you can cook on. It's not Shem Yatatu, because you can't raise it. You can't raise anything. It has no way to raise or lower the temperature. So in that situation, he said that Nesina L'chatil would be mutter, again, assuming that there's no issue, no concern of a real bishul issue. It's fully cooked, and it's a Dabar Yavu. So that Rav Moshe said that was mutter.
When you're sure it's not hot enough to cook, how do you define that? Because it could be you'll cook within 12 hours from now.
Pashas, it means not hot enough to cook, period.
So that's lettuce bowl?
No, yeah, well, even something that's yatsa lettuce bowl, yatsa lettuce bowl is not a temperature where you can cook a pot on. You can't. Now, it doesn't mean you can't fry an egg on it. You know, you might be able to fry an egg on it, but you're not frying eggs. You know, but we're talking about, we're pushing, put a pot there, it's not going to get heated up enough, it's going to cook. It's going to spoil before it's going to cook. Right.
Is there any credence the way his tummy didn't bring down as a heter even for our platas today, or that's not?
You know, the platas nowadays, with the way I see the platas nowadays, I think you could actually cook on them. So those are a problem. You have to really, somebody came to me and says, listen, take an oven thermometer and let it sit there and measure the temperature, see what it gets to. If it gets to, you know, I think they say usually anything under 200 really can't cook. You know, even though Yatza Lettuce Boy is, the temperature of Yatza Lettuce Boy is about one, it's a range. Rav Moshe calls Yatza Lettuce Boy as a range between somewhere between the temperatures of 120 to 170, if I recall correctly, 110 to 160, I forget which one he says. But to cook something, that means, you know, if you have a liquor, which is Yatza Lettuce Boy, 170, it's quite hot. Actually cook something, put a pot there and cook, it doesn't cook at 170. A service which hits at 170 is not going to be cooking a pot. It hits about 200 already, you can start cooking. If it doesn't hit 200, you can assume it's not a mukkah which is made for bishul. There is a third case where a person is mutter than sinat hatchila. It's not so common nowadays. You know, the version which we have is Man Chazal. They used to use a madura open fire. So if you put it near the open fire but not close enough where people normally would cook there, you'd be allowed to put it there to warm up. You put it close enough that a person would normally cook there, again, you have a Mexican Mavashal issue, and that's going to be a problem. Let's talk about a blech for a second. So now a person wants to maintain food on the fire on Shabbos. So for the purpose of Shehiyah, if you follow the Shulchan Aruch, and according to Mishnah Berurah, even if you're an Ashkenazi, preferred you should have a blech there for Shehiyah, and for Chazorah you clearly need a blech. Moshe points out that there are three areas in a blech. There's the area in the blech which is directly over the fire. There's the area in the blech which is not over the fire, but the temperature, again, it's close enough to the area over the fire that the heat over there is enough which generates the yatzah lettuce bowl, etc. So the yatzah lettuce bowl over here doesn't mean that your hand, the metal is yatzah lettuce bowl, that the food inside the pot which is there will be yatzah lettuce bowl. And then you have the area beyond that where it would not be able to, it's not close enough to the fire that the food inside will be yatzah lettuce bowl. So he points out that area number three is mutter than sinat hatchila. That would be the equivalent of Eitzel Madura. When you put it way further away from Eitzel Madura, you'd be allowed to put it there on Shabbos morning, take a kugel out of the fridge and put it at the edge of the blech where it can't get yatzah lettuce bowl, so that it'll warm up. You know, it won't be piping hot. That's exactly the point. That's why it's mutter. Right? You're allowed to put it there because that's not considered putting out aish. And the other two areas are where you have the tenoy chazara. But he then points out that applies to both, which means if I have a pot which is there, I want to leave one burner on, and I want to keep up the cholent pot and the soup pot, and you know, maybe one other thing. So I leave the soup directly over the fire Friday night, so this way I'll have a nice piping hot soup, and the cholent is right next to it. And now I take the soup off Friday night and I serve the soup. And I want to move the cholent now from where it was to be directly over the fire. This way it'll keep warm till the next morning. So that's mutter. So that both of those are considered, have a din of this halacha of being shehiya ala eish, you're being shaya, because the fire is impacting where the pot is significantly. So it's the same way as much as I can't put there from the fridge, it's because it's sort of, instead of putting al aish, while with al aish, I'm allowed to move it around. So I'm allowed to move it around from the place next to where the. So let's say a person keeps a blech up and they would keep up a teapot. When you take it off, you can put it back. You don't have to be makbet to put it back in the exact same spot you took it from. You'll have to put it a little bit closer to the fire. You're not making any shin. The one place where there will be a difference between directly al aish and over to the side when it comes to the halachas of stirring, which when we get to those halachas of hagasa, we'll talk about that. That's the one place where there is a difference between the two of them. But everything else, the two areas, the area directly over the fire and the area right next to that where it's hot enough that it gets the yatzah lettuce on the side of the pot, those two areas are equivalent in halacha. You can move from one to the other without any problem. Batsim, you did not learn Hatmana yet. And since you don't learn Hatmana yet, so let's not spend too much time on Hatmana, but there's one case of Hatmana which comes up on Lamaches. It's the case of Pina Mamecha Balamecha, Mahu. So the more, close to Shalom, how to learn what exactly the Shalom the more is. So let's just give the background, at least according to some, what the issue is. Chazal, besides requiring the halachas of shehiyah and chazar, etc., they also discuss the issue of hatmona. There's two types of hatmona. Hatmona is insulating something. You can insulate it in such a way that it's just maintaining the heat. You can insulate it in such a way that it's actually increasing the heat. Sometimes it's called a moisef hevel, sometimes it's called a maimed hevel. A maimed hevel, which is to maintain the heat, Chazal did not ask her before Shabbos. You're allowed to insulate something. If a person wants to take their pot of soup, heat it up before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, turn off the fire, wrap it up in towels, and insulate it, maintain the heat going into Shabbos. You shall have hot soup for Friday night. That's not a problem. Because the purpose of the towels there is just to maintain the heat. You did it before Shabbos. On Shabbos, you may not put it into a situation where you're insulating. You can put it back to. You can take it out of the insulation, put it back in the insulation. That's the same way chazar is mutter. You can put it back to a situation of hatmana, but you can't make a situation of hatmana lechatchila. Davar hamoisef hevel, some which increases the heat. Which there are certain materials which Chazal talk about in the next parak, which actually intensify the heat. They reflect it back, etc., and they intensify the heat. So that's also even from Erev Shabbos. The one example which applies nowadays is, let's go back to our scenario. So I'm leaving the pot on the blech, and the fire is on under the blech. But it's not a very high flame, and I want to make sure that the pot stays warm. So I have a great idea. So why don't I put some towels around the pot so there'll be the fire beneath and the towels on top, and I'll keep it warm. So that's also. I can't do it from Erev Shabbos. Another example of that would be a percolator. A person has an urn, a samovar, whatever you want to call it, which has a metal element which is heating it. You want to totally insulate it from the outside, you'd have a problem, and you're being matman from Erev Shabbos in something which is moisef hevel, because the combination increases the heat, so that because it reflects the heat back inside of it. So that's moisef the hevel, and that's also. One of the discussions of in Pshatim and Pinim Mechem Mechem is that they were discussing that halacha which Chazal asked Hatmana. They only asked in the original pot that you were cooking it in. But when a person moves it to a second pot, by definition, that usually, as cliche, that it reduces the heat. The reason why Chazal asked it is because we see the person's trying to increase heat. He might forget himself in Mimachata, etc. He might come to, but go and try and heat it up again. I'm trying to make sure that it's hot. So I might come. But over here, you see the fellow is actively reducing the heat by putting it into a second pot. Klisheni always is less intense than the first one. So over there, we're not worried about him, and therefore, hatmona in a klisheni is mutter. Even on Shabbos, to do hatmona in a davar hamayim and hevel, in a klisheni is mutter. That's one explanation of Pinim Mechel Mechel. The other way to understand Pinim Mechel Mechel is the Gabi Hilchos Chazara. I took it off, I want to put it back, but meanwhile I put it into a second container. Am I allowed to put it back or not? Mahu teku. Mr. Burr comes out that Pinon Mechel Mechem, he says you can understand it's referring to the other way, and therefore Pinon Mechel Mechem is mutter to do chazor. Why is this significant? So this is significant in the following scenario. A person wakes up Shabbos morning or Friday night, he's late, and he realizes that the cholent is drying out. Hasn't dried out yet, but he didn't put enough liquid, and it's drying out. So he wants to, it's no problem, he has the cholent on the blech, he has a samovar, or in the crock pot, let's say, and the samovar has hot water. So he'll add some hot water from the percolator into the cholent, and then that'll solve the problem. There is issues, we have to be careful, there are a lot of issues to deal with over there, but the question is, so he says, this is his samovar he wants to keep it milky, right? Because what's good for a samovar? You have a cup of coffee. You have a cup of coffee, coffee comes, you want to have milk inside of it. So you want to keep a samovar that should be power, you should be able to use it for milk. He wants to be power, you should be able to use it for milk. So the first idea is, okay, so take the cholent pot, get two people. One guy will hold it right there under the spigot of the percolator, open the percolator, and then all the steam will come up from the cholent pot, your fleshing pot, right onto the percolator. So you might be making your percolator fleshing, which will then preclude you from using it lechatchila if you're an Ashkenazi, from using it lechatchila to make a milk coffee. So no problem. I'll put it into a cup. And I'll use the cup, and I'll take the cup and pour it into the cholent. So now what I did was I'm taking it off of the fire into a different kli, and I want to put it back, equivalent to putting it back onto the fire by putting it now back into the fire. Well, that's pinam mechel mechel. Right? So Mishnah Berurah passes that's mutter. So that would be the best etzah to do, according to Mishnah Berurah. Now other person passes not like the Mishnah Berurah, they pass on the chumrah in that case. So the etzah would be was to keep it far enough away that the steam is not coming in direct contact. Which that's not so easy. Again, minimal amount of steam is not what Chazal were worried about. They're worried about if there's this big whoosh of steam is an issue. I just tell you as interesting maisa. I was the dine in the din Torah. It was a maisa. It was two yungalite. Yungalite. What have the din Torah about? So yungaman A, his cholent was drying out. Yungaman B wasn't home. Yungman A went to Yungman B's house, and he used he didn't have a samovar up, but next door neighbor had a samovar with hot water, of course, which he uses to have his cup of coffee Shabbos morning, right? He went and stuck his cholent pot under the thing, and he made it into a fleshika samovar. So Yungman A was Tveyim Hezek, he was mazik his samovar by making it into a fleshika samovar. He was considered a mazik, and he owes him the money for the samovar. He has to buy a new samovar. That was a dintara that only your delight would come up with such a dintara. Anyway, so that's the etzah how to do that. It's a good question. In other words, I'll tell you, I would rephrase the question. There are some who say that it's also because they say by definition, since a cliche and a mavashal, by definition you change its properties, and then when you put it back into a clirishan and you're giving it back the property of being mavashal, it becomes also.
I wouldn't say at all, because it's still yatsa lettis and you have no problem.
There's some who say that that's a problem because of the fact that, the fact that it lost its property to cook, it's called, so you're adding a new element of property to it, they're putting it from cliche. Together with being a klirishon, but the klisheni with yatzaletis it doesn't cook. The klisheni is not because it's not yatzaletis. The klisheni is even though it's yatzaletis, but it doesn't cook because it doesn't have the kayak to cook because it doesn't have the walls helping. So some are makram because of that. I don't know. I don't have a clear opinion on it. Okay. touch on one thing over here. Yeah, two things over here. Okay. How many of you have heard of the great crockpot controversy? The issue with crockpots. Somebody over here at least has heard of it, right? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, before he was nifter, like the last tshuva that we have from Rav Shlomo Zalman, which was that he wrote a tshuva raising the question of doing the act of shahiyah in a crockpot. And there were some issues with his tshuva, but there was no final response to his tshuva before he was nifter. You know, the Rav Neubert wrote him back a long tshuva why he felt that the chashashas which he raised were not chashashas. And we weren't zeichah to get a tshuva for him how he answered the questions. The issue was raised by the Sefer Archa Shabbos. So the Mechaber Archa Shabbos is one of the two Mechaber of the Archa Shabbos is a Rav named Harav Rubin. He was going to raise the question. It's a shaila in Diyukim, will it have a halacha of a hatmana? Now, one of the issues of hatmana, which we didn't discuss now until now, is the definition of hatmana is that it's insulating. So that's clear in halacha. If you leave it, if it's only partially insulated, it's not totally insulated, so it's not insulated. The idea is that you're going and trying to maintain the heat by insulating, so therefore we have a chashash, you might come to be marsiach, you might come to be mechata. If you're leaving it half open, obviously you don't care about it so much because that's why you're leaving it half open. So partial hatmana is not a problem. Where does this come up? The main source, the first source for it, is a Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel, which is not Hilchos Hatmana. Is the Ramah who says that for the purpose of Shehiyah, we Ashkenazim do not need that it should be Goruf and Katum. So he says, so now it's theoretically possible, and this is Halacha L'maisa, that for an Ashkenazi, according to Mishabura, not L'chachila, according to Chazish, even L'chachila, I want to leave my pot of soup up Friday night. And I want to leave it on an open flame. I'm allowed for an Ashkenazi, Mikir Adin. Mr. Burr says it's preferred not to, but I would be allowed to leave my pot of soup up Friday night directly on a flame. So there is the Ramah brings a shita which says that by definition you're putting directly on the flame, that's considered hatmana because it's sticking in the fire. It's sitting in the fire. So it's hatmana. He says, no, we're not worried about hatmana because it's megula b'mixus. It's partially, it's not totally, and that's what the Ramah says it. So the halacha l'maisa again, number one, the person would leave up a pot Friday night, it's not a problem of hatmana. That's what the Ramah says. Now, there is a chayadam which discusses doing hatmana in chol, which was a thing that used to use for the purpose of hatmana. And he says, the case where he gives, where you put it into the, and it wasn't totally in the chol, and you put something on top, so it's surrounding the den. That case is mutter. Medayik from him that it's totally surrounded diyuk in the chayyadim, totally surrounded. That's going to be a problem of hatmana. So the issue came up with the crock pot is that since the crock part sits totally inside of the base. You know, the two types of crock pots. The crock pot, which is it's a regular pot, metal pot, which sits on a base. And then the crock pot is where it's made out of ceramic. It's a crockery, and it sits inside this wraparound thing, which surrounds it from all sides, and it's totally in there. So, is according to this diuk in the chayotim, that would be a problem about hatmana. That was the issue. He had two issues, but that was like the main issue which he came. Now, there's a stira in Chayotims. Chayotim, another place, seems to say clearly you need it should be totally covered to have a din of hatmana. So he wants to differentiate between a case of a moisiv hevel and a maimed hevel. So if it's a maimed hevel, it's only also if it's totally insulated. If it's a moisiv hevel, which this is the case, there's heat. So even if it's not fully covered, the fact that there is heat there, which is putting in, and it's totally surrounded on the sides, even though it's open on top, is considered hatmana. And that Rav Shlomo Zalman agreed to that concern. And therefore, it would be a problem. So the solution for that would be, and Rabbi Yashua, they asked Rabbi Yashua about this also. And Rabbi Yashua said the solution is to raise it up a little bit. So if you put something inside of there on the bottom, which that it sits on, so part of the actual crock is above, is not sitting directly on the surround base, but sitting above it, that will not be a problem. So that's one of my chaverim. He took a tuna can, empty tuna can, stuck it inside. That's what he uses. It raises it up. How high is it? The tuna can is 1.5 inches, whatever. It raises it up. And that keeps it off of the bottom, and that's sufficient. The Shomer Shabbos Kehilchos, Rav Neubert, who was probably one of the closest talmidim to Rav Shlomo Zalman on this thing, had a lot of problems with this psak. He found it very difficult. He says, first of all, if you look at the actual situation of the krak, they never touch. And by definition, the halacha is by hatmona. If it doesn't touch, it's not considered hatmona. So it's very difficult to understand. And he had a few other problems. That was his main issue. And he says also, even that's true that the chayyadim seem to say that he's medayik and mishabur, that mishabur pasul not like that chayyadim. Even the chayyadim itself, the answer that he gave in the stira is going to be difficult. If you look at the lashon of the chayyadim's case wasn't, he didn't say that's how you had to do it. So that was what people used to do. He didn't say that was a required way of doing it. The lashon of the chayyadim was, and people who leave, that's okay. He didn't say that you must do it that way. He was talking about kachoyim, I should show you, because in the chayyadim, which he talks about, that it's only if it's a problem, it's totally surrounded. It does not differentiate between the two. Maimon had a mess of pebbles. So it's a very difficult psak to understand. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, was never closer on it. Rav Scheinberg also, it's interesting, Rav Scheinberg gave a tshuva on it, he was mekel. Rav Yashar gave a tshuva on it, he was machmer. And it still stands as a question type of a controversial issue, what the psak on that is. So I just wanted to throw that out there. You should be aware, you shouldn't be tel amaratzim. You say, the crockpot issue. That's the crockpot issue. Secondly, I just want to talk about. I mentioned last time. So we mentioned that there is a problem of speeding up the cooking process. Is also that was based on the Ritva in the Sefer Shavuos, which the Kivager quotes in Simen Shin Yud Ches, that the halakha lemaisa that. Not only is cooking a problem, and it's going to cook anyway, but you're going to hasten the process and cause it to cook more quickly, it's going to be awesome. So the example I gave you was a person would put up hot water right before Shabbos, so it hasn't fully cooked. So if you pull out some of the water, the raining water will cook more quickly, and that's going to be a problem. So it is a problem. Some other areas where that is sort of accelerating cooking are negei halacha lemaisa. If let's say a person leaves some food in the oven. So he leaves the chicken soup, and he leaves the chicken, and he leaves the cholent, and he leaves, whatever. If everything in the oven is not fully cooked, and you open the oven door to take one thing out, you can't shut the oven door, because obviously it cooks more quickly with the oven door shut than it does when it's open. So if you open up the oven, if something there is not fully cooked, you can't shut the door, because by shutting the door, you're going to be speeding up the cooking process of that food. So that's going to be also. The person has to be careful if he wants to use food inside of the oven. You have to make sure that it's not going, everything has to be fully cooked, number one. Covering a pot. The person wants to check on the chol and see how it's doing. It's not doing so well. You can't put the cover back on, because obviously, again, it cooks more quickly with the cover on than it cooks with the cover off. So once you've taken that cover off, and you see it's not fully cooked, you can't put the cover back on, because then you're speeding up the cooking process. The example we gave of taking out some of the liquid, moving the pot closer to on the fire. So we said the blech is, you're allowed to move from one section to the other. I mentioned that's only if it's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, you move it closer to the fire, it's going to cook more quickly. So there's another example where you would have a problem. And the last example which they talk about where you would have a problem is stirring. Stirring moves the food around and allows some of the food which is further out to get closer in and thereby cook better. So the process of stirring is considered that it hastens the cooking process. So something which is not mavushal called tzarchai, by stirring it around, you're going to hasten the cooking process, and that's going to be awesome. So those are a few areas that you have to be worried about that halacha. The one exception to that is water. That just stirring water around doesn't really, It's fluid, it moves, etc. It's constantly moving. Stirring it doesn't add anything to the cooking process of water. So a liquid like water, stirring is not considered significant. So that's pretty much it for Shia and Chazara. We touched on the Hatman a little bit. I think I want to leave Bishul as a separate Shia. How do you want to do it? Next week?
Tomorrow.
I can do it tomorrow, whatever you want.
Tomorrow.
Okay.